please welcome to the show.
Yeah, speaking of ugly photos, I've got a lot of ugly photos of this bloke. That's how you know you're true friends with someone.
Rubbish. Yeah.
Please welcome Mitchy Daddy McPherson. Ooh,
Daddy, the boys don't stop. Don't stop, I can't get enough. Daddy, the boys don't stop. Don't stop, I can't get enough. Daddy McPherson.
Mitchy.
Happy Monday, boys.
Oh,
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Today's it Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
You're right.
Adam
here there.
Jeez, what's happened? I know you got a baby.
I had yesterday off though. So
oh, did you?
That's why. Right. That's my excuse.
You were 2 days off.
What day? Yeah, okay.
Wednesday.
I don't know.
You said happy Monday.
Hi boys. I'll never do that again. I thought it was Mitchy Mondays again.
Yeah. Remember that? We should get you back.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
We should get you back.
Maybe not.
You're too busy for us these days, mate.
Yeah, he's moved on now. He's got so many things on. Mitchy, let's talk about Maya. The 1 year party. How did it go?
Oh, yeah, it was good. Why were you there?
We didn't cop an invite, mate.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't. No, it's COVID.
Certainly, yeah.
It was strange, though. We had a little gathering up near the Domain.
Yeah.
And it was funny. We had an outer park, and it was an outdoor area. But you could still only have 50. And the park, we went up to that park to check it.
50 friends must be nice.
We went up to that park to check the venue a couple of months prior, and there were about 300 people there just because everyone rocked up. But then when we hire it for a party, you can only have 50.
Oh.
So, yeah. But no, it was lovely. I think probably a couple more rolled in, but it was a good day.
Did she know what was going on for her first birthday party?
No, not really. A bit overwhelmed for the first part with a lot of people, you know, trying to give her attention and whatnot. But she came good for the back half.
Okay.
But, yeah, since she's turned one, she's changed. She's
had an attitude change.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It doesn't rate going to bed anymore and happy to throw her food all over the place when trying to feed her. But I can't believe it's been a year. I mean, COVID baby certainly affected that a little bit.
Yeah, you didn't have people around stuff.
No, I didn't have anyone around. And
for those that don't know, I just realised if it's been a year since Maya was born, it's also been a year since your tragic knee injury.
My career-ending knee injury.
The knee blowing.
So I was in hospital having a baby. You just started blowing your knee out.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's looking after a child and you.
Yeah. I was on the couch. I had a couple of knee surgeries about 3 days after Maya was born and thought it was just a little clean out and I'd be right, but ended up having about 8 weeks on the couch.
What about my favourite was when we went for that little COVID walk because we hadn't seen Mitchy in ages and he did his knee in a pothole.
I did not do my knee. Yeah. We went for you boys were good enough to take me out for a coffee and I was on the crutches just stumbling along Cornelia Bay and trotting in the biggest pothole in Hobart. And, went down.
I love you, but you're nearly in tears. You were like, I think I've done it again, boys.
A setback, is
it? We had to heli vacuum out of there.
It was a real flat morning.
Not well.
Hey, Mitchy, we've got heaps you want to talk about. You got so many things coming up for State Chatty as well.
State Chatty Cup was on the weekend and stuff. Course, yeah. About that.
So we'll go to some ads. When we come back, we'll get an update on all that
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff. All right, more from Mitchy McPherson next. Stick around. Still joined by Mitchy McPherson. Mitchy, thanks for sticking around, bud.
He's on the wrong
mic. Oh, wrong mic.
Yeah, your mic's not on. Mics. Sorry, Nathan.
You've changed mics.
It's an absolute man. Mitch said it's Monday. The mic's not on.
Yeah. Who knows the people listening? It's school holidays.
Yeah. Probably not.
Absolutely dragging our feet. Mitchy, heaps of things going on with you at the moment. I mean, let's talk about the Stage Chatty Cup, which was last weekend.
Yep.
For people who don't know, tell us what we need to know about the Stage Chatty Cup. How did it go?
So it's a big part of, I suppose, our work in sporting clubs these days. We do our mental health presentations across Tasmania, which is run by James and also Kylie, who works in the north now. But one of the actions we see a lot of clubs take out now is where they do a sporting round, which is around, you know, predominantly around awareness. There's some bit of fundraising as well. But yeah, we had probably the most special one that we have on the weekend, which is Clarence versus Lauderdale in the State League. It was their 9th one.
Ooh, big game.
Which was really cool. So they've done it, when my brother passed away, they did it about the season started 2 months later and they did it that year. And it's a tradition that they've kept alive really strongly. And yeah, they decided to do it round one, which was a standalone game. It was Alan Christensen's first game for Lauderdale, who's the big recruit from AFL.
How did he go with it?
Alan. He played pretty well, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. We have to pick a Stage Chatty medal, actually, and we were watching and he went cold in the third quarter, so otherwise he probably would have picked it up. But
he didn't get it.
And Nat Franklin picked it up.
Nat Franklin. Do you get a vote in that?
We don't really have an official committee as such that decides, but it's just a, you know, general consensus and a bit of a conversation around it. And yeah, Nat was the best player, but yeah, no, it's a special day. As I said, I've got, you know, ties to Clarence and my brother played for Lauderdale. And so from that perspective, it's just really special. But, you know, a lot of the state league now is played by a lot of really young guys. And I just think that that's great that they're out there. They've got the logo all over their Guernseys and, yeah, next year will be the 10th. So wow. As I said, some strong support there from a couple of really well-established clubs in Hobart.
Do you ever get the itch when you're sitting there watching the game, Mitch? You're like, oh, fuck, I'll be out there.
No, not really. No, I did for a couple of years afterwards, but then
it's worn off.
I walk to maybe grab a beer or a bottle of water and my knee aches. And then I think, no, that's exactly why I'm not out there.
Mitchie, I mean, obviously you guys do heaps of work, heaps of awesome work with young sporting clubs and stuff as well to get the state chatting message in these clubs and to see Clarence and Lauderdale have it as a part of, I guess, their roster each and every year. How important is that for mental health awareness within Tassie?
Yeah, super important. As I said, you know, a lot of the sporting clubs are a great place for connection. Connections are real, you know, I feel a really imperative key that we all need to have in our lives to better our mental health. And as I said, sports a great place for the connection. But as I said, on the state league, on that aspect, a lot of them are young. And I think that they're the demographic now that we've got to be, you know, drilling it into that it's okay to talk about our mental health. It's okay to open up to your friends and family. And the awareness is certainly there. You know, we've done a lot of work over the years. There's a lot of great organisations in Tassie spreading that message that it's okay to not be okay. So now it's about, you know, really normalising and going to that next level and getting some support out there for people that need it.
Do you think, Mitch, I mean, you, myself, Nath, we all grew up playing sports, and I've said this to you before, there were no conversation. Like, because footy clubs are very tight. You form some really good relationships there, but I never had a conversation about mental health at any point in my sporting career. Do you feel like sporting clubs, not just footy, but cricket and that as well, they are having those conversations now?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think COVID, as you know, we were already making big, you know, steps in terms of the sporting world with our work. But since COVID, like, you know, James and Kyle, as I said, have, you know, delivered about 20 or 30 sessions already this year. And that's massive numbers on other years. So, yeah, we've come a very long way. As you said, it's the same with trade industry. I was in Burnie on Thursday last week. I think it was Thursday.
I don't know when it was.
It wasn't Burnie, it was Devonport.
Yeah, Stubbs Construction, and 99% of the guys in there were young and they were males. Yeah. And I just think to myself while I'm standing there presenting, this never would have happened when I was a tradie or other people in the trade industry were growing up. So, you know, we've come, as I said, come a very long way as a society. And that's really important, but we've still got a long way to go. I always say that we've made some big steps, but still a long way to go in normalising the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, Mitch, you do some phenomenal things. I do want to ask one question. I don't know if you have an answer for me as well.
Can we host the stage at any ball?
It was
ball. Well, the stage at any ball.
The question was, is the... Well, there you go, you've answered it, haven't you? Yeah. No, the ball. Yep. Is it happening?
So we're still not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, still weighing up our options. So, stay tuned. I think we'll make a decision this week, which is, well, there's only 2.5 days left of this week.
Mate,
so
it's not Monday, it's Wednesday.
So we'll make a decision. But yeah, there's another exciting big community activation that we've got coming as well. So, yeah, well, we're hoping to, because it's a special night. We raise a lot of funds, raise a lot of awareness, but it's just a special night to reflect on the work that we've done.
Absolutely, and hosted by Jimmy Nath. I mean, that would just be...
Yeah, well, you know the golden rule. Every year we have a brand new MC, so Grace is in the studio. You know, so you never know. You never know. Talk about really drawing a line between you guys.
No, I'd love to see Grace.
Yeah, I'll pay double to go to that ball.
Yeah, you put me in the front row.
Mitchie, we love you, buddy. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.